Welcome to The Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear it simultaneously at WROLradio.com. And after it broadcasts, you can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, as you know, this country has been in a bit of a revolution, actually more than that, especially since the weekend of Memorial Day when George Floyd died after being arrested by several police officers in Minneapolis. Now, first of all, it's important to note that when George Floyd died, he was in police custody. However, he was at that point an innocent man. Because no one is guilty in this country until you are guilty as declared by a court of law. And if a court of law has not declared someone guilty, he is not guilty. Now, for example, if you go to court, if you're sitting on jury duty, the defense attorney will point out that the person sitting in the seat of the accused is, in fact, an innocent man at that innocent person at that point. So it's important to understand that George Floyd died an innocent man, and even though he was arrested by the police for allegedly passing some kind of false currency, either a check or a bill, I've heard conflicting reports, no one in the media has decided, hey, wouldn't it be a good idea to show this bill, or somewhere along the line, maybe someone has decided that, but they haven't been able to do it, whatever the case may be. No one has absolutely shown why this particular bill appeared to be false. And as I said in a previous show, it better have had a duck as the president. We'll leave it at that. Well, this past week, the Massachusetts Catholic Conference, which is, in a way you could say this, the legislative wing of the Archdiocese of Boston and the other three dioceses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, released a statement about police reform legislation. And I wanted to read this, and then we're going to discuss it more on the other side of the break. The sin of racism and struggle for racial justice has been part of our nation's history for centuries. Awareness of both has never been absent, but too often both themes have been marginalized. Periodically, they are brought to the forefront of common discourse, most often triggered by aggressive, violent, or horrific acts perpetrated on members of our African, Latino, and other minority communities. As a result, serious discussions regarding how society acts and reacts to alter the culture of discrimination, violence, ignorance, and indifference often occur and appear to gain momentum. Meaningful debate raises expectations that society will finally emerge from the culture of racism. However, as history has shown, those discussions ultimately fade into the background as time elapses, and other seemingly pressing issues make any change less urgent and somehow less important. That collective mindset and cycle of inaction must end now. The time is upon us as a society to take responsibility for our actions. Racial injustice, bigotry, scorn, and intolerance against individuals based upon their religion, ancestry, ethnicity, or skin color must end now. Excuses for hate-filled behavior can no longer be tolerated. We are all created equal in the eyes of God, and all human lives are to be valued and protected. It is upon us to make that human equality the norm, not the exception. As the four Roman Catholic bishops of Massachusetts, we pledge our full support to the cultural shift towards meaningful reforms in the area of racial injustice. As a country and a commonwealth of immigrants from all regions of the world, we must join together as one race, the human race. We must learn from our mistakes. We must learn from our passive acceptance of inaction and not let this opportunity fade into the background. Today and every day until reforms are implemented, this must be the pressing issue of the day. We must seize this opportunity with energy, determination, and vigor. We must now act. It is our collective responsibility. Subtitled Police Reform Legislation. The underlying racial injustice and equality issues we face are countless. They include, but are not limited to, education, housing, employment, law enforcement, the judiciary, and many more. As bishops, we take this opportunity to specifically voice our support of the efforts of Governor Baker and the legislature as they craft a bill to enact meaningful police reform. We acknowledge the vast majority of the police officers in the state of Massachusetts are capable and honorable public servants who serve and protect all residents with distinction. We also acknowledge that racial biases have infiltrated the mindsets and actions of some police officers. Those are the individuals targeted by the legislation currently being debated by our lawmakers. That legislation is a step in the direction of meaningful change and is the reason we support our elected officials in their efforts to address these systematic problems. As Catholic bishops, we do not pretend to know the business of policing. However, recent violent police actions from across the country inform us that methods, tactics, training, attitudes, and biases must be addressed to bring about better policing. These fundamental changes must be done with the expertise, input, and cooperation from many resources as possible, especially those who have experienced racial injustice firsthand. To that end, we are encouraged that so many individuals and organizations in the minority community are deeply involved in the effort to reform the laws and professional standards inherent in effective policing. The NAACP of Boston, the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus, religious leaders, elected officials in our cities and towns, police unions, and countless other individuals and groups have stepped forward to have helped effectuate change. The United States of America is a country of hopes, dreams, ideals, and ideas. To that end, many specific ideas have emerged as the legislature considers the different proposals. We do not choose to endorse a particular bill as the legislative process unfolds, nor do we dismiss the critical service police officers provide to maintain law and order and public safety throughout the Commonwealth. On the other hand, we strongly support legislation that draws the best ideas from each bill, creating a best practice model for meaningful reform. Although these are differences in qualified immunity debate, which must be rectified, not surprisingly, a common vision has emerged. It is a vision that embraces a unified systemic desire to enact legislation that will have permanent ramifications. The specifics will be debated and vetted over the next 10 days as we near the conclusion of the legislative session. The killing of George Floyd at the hands of officers of the Minneapolis Police Department finally triggered a movement that will not be deterred, that will not be silent, and will not die. Laws needed to be changed across the country. We have been given the opportunity to contribute to that change in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This will be a defining moment in Massachusetts history. As we celebrate the life of the United States Congressman John Lewis of Georgia and his unwielding commitment to the principle of equality, let us not forget why he lived, to end racism for all Americans. The time has come for all of us to do our part to end racism, unite as one race. The time has come for all of us to do our part to end racism and to unite as one race. That time is now. Let us seize this opportunity, always remembering more work will remain. Signed, Cardinal Sean P. O'Malley, OFM Capuchin, Archbishop of Boston, Most Reverend Robert J. McManus, Bishop of Worcester, Most Reverend Mitchell T. Rosansky, Bishop of Springfield, and Most Reverend Edgar M. DeCunha, SDV, which is the Society of the Divine Word, Bishop of Fall River. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried, and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path, so be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, you heard me read the letter from the bishops of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Catholic Bishops through what is known as the Massachusetts Catholic Conference, which is an arm of the diocese to work with the legislature on different legislation. And of course, they were talking about police reform legislation, which citing the two different bills that are coming out of the House and the Senate, and they're going to be discussed further. I think one of the things that has come out here, and we're going to discuss this further, is, you know, how do we respond to all of this, especially in light of what happened to George Floyd? It clearly shouldn't happen. And I was listening to Bill Handel on The Law. If you haven't heard the podcast, he's fascinating. He just talks about different legal issues that people have on a personal level. And he's got a great sense of humor. But he happened to discover that there was a little bit more that came out from the video cameras of the police officers, and it doesn't play itself well out for the police officers. It actually comes out even worse for especially the main one, that Derek Chauvin. So kind of interesting. So this is where they were addressing, this is what they're addressing, and we'll see how it plays itself out. See you tomorrow. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.